Hi, I'm Virginia Ward, and I'd love to share a part of my story with you. The power to influence has grown beyond famous actors, singers, musicians, and athletes to include ordinary people. Social media has leveled the playing field, making it possible for all of us to have influence in some area of our lives. Sometimes it's hard to believe that we could have something someone else would want or desire to learn more about. Being an influencer was not something I sought after as a child. It was enough for me to do the basics in life, to be a good child, go to school, love and respect others. As a mother of two sons, I'm often reminded of how easy it is to influence their faith. For good or bad. From the natural things, such as driving them to school and fussing at other drivers, or the spiritual things like praying for and with them, my influence is always at work. My desire is for the next generation to see me as a woman of faith, consistently pointing them to God's greatest story for their lives. We can each be a person of influence. Widows in the ancient world were totally dependent on others, such as their children or other family members. This status prevented them from being regarded as contributors. They were seen as receivers. An unnamed widow of one of the prophets associated with Elisha decided to write another story. She approached the prophet Elisha seeking help not only for herself, but for her two sons. They were in danger of being sold into slavery to cover their father's debts. As only a desperate mother would do, this widow cries out to a man of great influence. At the stroke of a pen or a voice of a decree, he could change their situation. "What can I do to help you?" the prophet Elisha asked her, followed by, "What do you have in the house?" Elisha involved the widow in solving her problem. Hers was not an uncommon situation when a man, especially the head of the household, passed away. Most women would have allowed their sons to be sold to cover the debt, having no other choice and often entering servitude themselves. But this widow believed she had influence, which Merriam-Webster defines as the power or capacity of causing an effect in indirect or intangible ways to change things. She could see beyond her current circumstances to create a different future for her sons. Sometimes our response reflects our willingness to influence others. Her response, "Nothing at all, except a flask of oil," positioned her for extraordinary influence. Recognizing her low position, she allowed Elisha to instruct her toward her influence. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Elisha instructs her to, number one, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Number two, then go into your house with your sons and shut the door. Number three, pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. Elisha gave very specific instructions to be followed by her and her two sons. No one else in the community knew what she was up to. When all the jars presented were full, she called to her son, "Bring me another jar." After his response, "There aren't any more," the oil stopped. Can you imagine what it must have been like for these two sons, possibly either children or young teenage boys, to have witnessed their mother change into an influencer? These boys were forever affected and could one day share this story with their families. This widow woman had influence with the prophet Elisha. He could have dismissed her and not honored her request for help. He took time to address her, thereby saving a generation from servitude. Her neighbors, the community, gave the widow and her sons jars that could be filled with oil. The neighborhood could have denied her the vessels needed to make a change. Instead, they freely filled her house with the necessary tools. Her sons, these boys saw a miracle in their house. Their mother stepped out in faith to keep her family intact, cried out for help, and acted on the plan given. Let's take a moment to reflect. In what ways are you knowingly influencing others around you? What about unknowingly? How can you be more intentional about extending your influence to others? Let's take a moment to imagine. Maybe you find it hard to believe that you have something someone else might want or desire to learn more about. Take a moment to prayerfully examine your life and ask God to show you the people you have influence with. Think about each of these people specifically and reflect on how you could use your influence intentionally to teach and encourage them. For connection and encouragement, visit everywomans-story.com.